朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
这是每一个人都要问的问题。
This is a question asked by everybody.
你活的时候不能不够不问，那你死的时候还是要问。
If you don't ask when you are alive, you will still ask after you are dead.
不信耶稣的人，他们会说耶稣是一个伟人。
Those who don't believe would say Jesus was a great person.
他是一个教育家。
He was an educator.
他是一位宗教家。
He was a theologian.
这些都不对，因为耶稣他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
These answers are all incorrect because Jesus was the Lord who created everything in this world.
他是人类的救赎主。
He is the redeemer for the human race.
他是唯一的真神。
He is the one and only God.
有人把圣经当中对耶稣的描述，他的名字列出来，有343个。
Some people summarized the descriptions for Jesus, Jesus' name, and there are
343. 但是还有人把它列出来是701个。
But some other people summarized to be 701.
我希望你们自己去找一找。看圣经当中有多少对耶稣形容的名字。
Pastor would like everyone to go through the Bible and figure out how many places the Bible describes Jesus.
那今天我们从以弗所书第一章20-23节跟哥罗西书第一章15-20节来看耶稣是谁。
Today we are going to study who Jesus is by studying the Ephesians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1.
上一个主日我们讲到以弗所书第一章保罗为众圣徒的祈祷一个伟大的祈求。
Last time we studied in Ephesians chapter 1 how Paul prayed for all saints.
他的祷告不是要求大家有平安有福乐，他的祷告是要求圣徒能够更认识耶稣。
His prayer was not for everyone to be healthy and good. His prayer was for saints to know God more.
那我们今天时间的关系，我就来把这一段用中文念一下。
So Pastor will read this passage in Chinese.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今生的，连来生的也都超过了。这一个祷告是非常伟大。
This was a great prayer.
但是这原来就是一个很长的句子，后面还有两节。
This was actually one long sentence. There were two more parts.
那我们今天来要看后面这两节。
Let us take a look at the two parts after that.
那二十二节这样的说，我们一起来念，请。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。首先我们要了解什么是教会。
First, we need to understand what the church is.
这一个字在希腊文 ecclesia 是指的一群被召聚在一起为着特别目的的人。
This word ecclesia means a group of people who have been called by God and have been separated.
在新约这一个字被专有化了，是指着一群蒙神呼召被分别出来归于耶稣的信徒。
This word has been specialized to mean a group of people who have been called by God and to be separated as the believers of Christ.
所以这个字 ecclesia 就是指的教会。
So this word ecclesia means the church.
不是这个建筑物，乃是指的这教会里面的信徒。
It does not mean a building. It means this group of believers.
所以从上帝的眼光来看，教会就是所有蒙恩得救之人的集合体。
So a church is an assembly of all those who are saved.
在这一群体当中，有一个共同的东西，就是基督的生命。
There is one thing in common among these people, that is the life of Christ.
基督为这个教会的元首，有两方面的意义。
Christ being the head of this group of people, there are two meanings.
第一，基督是万有的主宰。
First, Christ is the master of all.
我们抬头看天上这么多的星星，都在他们当有的轨道上运行。
We look at all the stars; they all go around according to their own orbits.
为什么他们不掉下来呢？因为有一个物理的定律在约束着他们。
Why do they not fall down? Because there is a physical law.
这一个物理的定律就是上帝耶稣所控制的。
This physical law is controlled by Jesus Christ.
北极的漩涡 polar vortex 是在地球两端一个低气压的漩涡。
Polar vortex are the vortexes on the two poles of the Earth because of the low atmosphere pressure.
当这个北极漩涡往南移的时候，那天气就变得很冷。
When the northern pole vortex moves to the south, then it becomes very cold in our places.
科学家可以解释这个现象。
Scientists can explain this phenomenon.
但不能说明为什么或谁在主导。
But they cannot explain why and who is controlling this.
最后只能够一方面说是随机率而发生，一方面他们说老天爷吧。
And at the end, they would say either by chance or by God.
但事实上，地球上任何一样东西都是非常奇妙设计的结果。地球不可能随着概率、几率而存在。
In fact, everything on this earth was made by delicate design. It cannot be come into place by chances.
所以圣经说，万有都伏在神的手下，基督耶稣的脚下。
So the Bible says all things are under Jesus Christ.
第二，基督是教会的元首。
Second, Christ is the head of the church.
那意思是说，每一位信徒都跟耶稣有直接的关系。
That means every believer has a direct relationship with Christ.
就好像我们身体上的每一部分都跟我们的头脑有关。
It's just like every part of our body has to do with our head.
这一个生命的表达是在乎于脑神经的指令。
The expression of life is because of the commands by the nerves in the brain.
所以当一个人他的脑神经没有波动了，医学上称他为死亡。
So when a person's brain stops working, then this is called death in medicine.
那今天我们能够思想，能够感受到上帝的存在，是因为基督是教会的元首，他在掌管我们与他之间的互动。
And the reason today we are existing, we can express God, we can experience God, is because God is the head of the church. He is commanding all things.
所以我们说，每一个信徒的健康才是教会的健康。
Therefore, the health of each believer is the health of the church.
基督与信徒到底是一个怎么样的关系呢？
What is the relationship between Christ and the church?
那首先我们来看哥罗西书第一章十五节。
First, let's take a look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
这里说，一起来，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的之先。 父神是没有形象。
Father God has no image.
意思是说他是超越物质，他是不能够形容的。
In other words, the Father God is beyond material, cannot be described.
但是真神，三位一体的神，他还是需要在物质中有个表达。
But the Trinity God still needs to have an expression in this material world.
在物质中的表达就是三位一体的神的第二个位格，耶稣基督。
That is the second person in the Trinity God, Jesus Christ.
所以他来到人世间，圣经说是道成了肉身。
So he came to this world, the Bible says, word become flesh.
圣诞节才过，我们知道那是纪念耶稣基督以肉体之身来到世界。
We just celebrated Christmas, that is to celebrate Jesus Christ coming to this world in flesh.
但是他的肉体被人挂在十字架上死了，为人的罪付出了罪的代价。
But his body was being nailed on cross and died to pay for our sins.
但第三天他从死里面复活了。
But on the third day, he resurrected.
不是活在一个想象中，而是实实在在被人看见。
This resurrection was not just imagined, it was real.
那圣经对耶稣有一个特别的形容，叫做守身的。
The Bible has a special expression for Jesus that is firstborn.
Paratotokos, 这一个希腊字，它的很难理解。
This Greek word paratotokos is difficult to understand.
有人误解经文，就是说以为耶稣是被父神所造的。
Some people misunderstand, thinking that this means that Jesus was made by God the Father.
所以他们把这一节经文呢，就翻译成为是首先被造的。
So they translate this into being made.
这样讲起来，那么父神是伟大，耶稣就比他小，是他造的，就是一个小神。
That sounds like Father God is big and Christ was being made, so he is smaller.
耶和华见证人会的异端就是从这里而来。
Jehovah's Witnesses came from this.
所以他们翻译的圣经叫做新世界译本是这样的。
So they translate Bible into so-called New World Translation.
譬如和合本，我们的圣经，约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
For example, in our Bible, John chapter 1, verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
新世界译本是这样说，开头就有了话语，话语跟上帝在一起，话语是个神，加了一个个。
The New World Translation says, in the beginning there was God, Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God.
A God 就是一个小神。
A God means a small God.
又譬如说希伯来书一章十八节，和合本是这样的翻译，论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。
For example, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8 says, But of the Son he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever.
但他们故意就把它翻成说，论到儿子却说，上帝是你的宝座。直到永永远远，所以加了上帝是，就不是指的耶稣是神。
But the New World Translation says, O God, your throne is forever and ever.
所以他们是误解了这一节经文，以为耶稣首生的是最先被生出来被造的。
So they misinterpreted the Bible, thinking that Jesus was first born, but was first made.
其实这个字在希伯来文 Bekel 这个字呢，它有文化背景的。
There's actually a cultural background in this Hebrew word Bekel.
因为希伯来人他们是长子为家的代表。
Because in the Hebrew people, they take the firstborn as the representative of a family.
长子要继承双份的家产。
The firstborn will inherit twice the inheritance.
所以他们讲首生的其实是指的地位跟责任。
So when they talk about firstborn, that means the position and responsibility.
那么在新约圣经里面用首生的这个希腊字有两层的意思。
In the Greek New Testament, this word has two meanings.
第一是最先的 the first position.
The first is the first position.
第二个是头胎的儿子 firstborn.
The first meaning is firstborn.
我们看马太福音跟路加福音用这个字的时候，是讲到耶稣是那个头生头胎的孩子。
When we look at Matthew and Luke, they talk about Jesus being the firstborn.
但其他新约的经文讲到首生的都是指的最先的。
But other New Testament passages talk about Jesus meaning the first position.
所以以弗所书第一章十五节和合本翻译就是说是首生的，在一切的被造以先。
So Ephesians chapter 1,Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 it says firstborn.
好，谢谢你更正哥罗西书。那这三个希腊文的字呢，它的次序是首生的，然后一切，然后是受造之物，是一个很明显的次序。
So these three words in Greek Bible is firstborn, first position, and then was being made.
为的是要把那首生的跟一切受造之物分别出来。
The reason is to separate this word firstborn from everything else that's being made.
基督既然是造物造所有一切的主宰，他就不是受造者。
Since Jesus Christ was the creator of all things, so he was not being made.
因此，哥罗西书第一章十六到十七节，我们一起来念：因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。这一段经文很清楚讲到，基督是万有的创造者。
This passage says very clearly that Jesus Christ was the creator of all things.
他掌管的一切受造之物。
He mastered all things that are created.
同时他说明了万物的存在不是为着人，乃是为着耶稣。
Also, this tells us that the existence of all things are not for us, they are for Christ.
今天我们把自己放大了。
Today we...amplified ourselves.
我们说人是万物之灵。
We say humans are the spirit of all things.
我们又说人定胜天。
We also say humans must win the heaven.
渐渐我们以为科学能够解决一切的问题，现在不能解决，将来一定能解决。
We also think that science can solve all problems, if not now, maybe in the future.
但事实上一个polar vortex 就把大家冻得吱吱叫。
Just one polar vortex froze all of us.
最近有没有在听到大家讲地球暖化了？
Have you heard about global warming lately?
其实暖化我们还搞不懂是为什么。
We don't really understand why the global was warming.
这个世界原本不是为人造的。
This world was not made for us.
不过是交给人来管理。
It is just for humans to manage.
神从来也没有说这个世界是为人造的。
God never said this world was made for humans.
你读主耶稣他讲的比喻，不论是五千两银子、十锭的银子、主人跟仆人，没有一个说是把主人所有的给仆人。
If you read all those parables that Jesus made, for example, the 5,000 silver and so forth. It never said that the master gave the authority to his servants.
Gave the property to the servants. 都是要他们暂时的代管，将来还要还的。
And the master only gave the rights to manage to the servants. And
因为所有的万物都是为着耶稣、为着基督所造，不是为人所造。
Because all things were made for Jesus, not for humans.
他的目的也不是叫人享受，而是叫神来享受人。
And the reason was also not for humans to enjoy; it was for God to enjoy humans.
当我们在享受万物的同时，我们被 基督耶稣所享受。
When we enjoy this world and everything, we are being enjoyed by Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会是他的身体。
Because church is Christ's body.
以弗所书一章二十三节，我们一起来读，请。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。圣经当中提到信徒跟耶稣之间的关系有好几个。
There are many places in the Bible it talks about the relationship between believers and Christ.
有族谱的关系，有夫妻的关系。
There is a relationship like a master and slave. There's a relationship like husband and wife.
有朋友的关系，有师徒的关系。
There's also a relationship like friends, also a relationship like teacher and pupil.
有枝子的关系，有葡萄树的关系。
There's also a relationship like branch and vine.
但最亲密的关系是头与身体的关系。
But the most intimate relationship is head and body.
信徒是耶稣基督的身体。
Believers are the body of Jesus Christ.
因为身体是要把头表现出来。
Because the body expresses the head.
我们人看人先看什么啊？
When we look at people, where do we look at first?
怀宇，你快要结婚了，你看你的未婚妻，你先看她什么？
Why you? Who? Which part do you look at your fiance?
你不答我，下午也不给你做婚前的辅导。
If you don't answer, I'm not going to give you counsel.
我们都是看脸，对不对
？We all look at the face.
但是在你没有看得清脸以前，你会看他的身体。你看不到脸，他就看他身体。
But before you can see the face, you look at the body.
看他走路的样子，看他的一举一动，看他的身材。
Look at how the person walks, how the person behaves.
我们每一个人的样子都可以由身体的表达出来。
We all express ourselves through our body.
同样的，基督的生命是由教会所表达出来。
Also, the life of Christ is through.The church.
人看不见耶稣，所以就看信徒。
We cannot see Christ, so we look at the saints.
我们不能够说，哎呀，不要看我，我的见证不好，要看耶稣。
Some say, "Don't look at me. I don't have good testimony. Look at Christ."
就是因为他看不见神，他才要看你。
Just because he cannot see God, so he needs to see you.
我们被称为基督徒，是因为我们一言一行像耶稣、像基督一样。
We are being called Christians because we act like Christ.
我去参加一个小的教会聚会，人虽然不多，但是每一个人都过来跟我打招呼。
Pastor went to a small church. Not too many people, but everyone came to greet him.
他们的脸上带着和蔼的笑容，他们都真心的欢迎我，给我很亲切的感觉。
Everyone smiled at him. Everyone welcomed him. Fervently, with sincere hearts.
别人走进我们的教会，第一次进来，他们的感觉怎么样？
When other visitors come to our church, what would they feel the first time?
是不是好像走入冰库一样冷冰冰的？
Is it like walking into a freezer?
还是充满了欢迎的微笑，那种期待？
Would the visitors see all smiles?
教会是基督的身体。我们要表现出耶稣基督来。
The church is the body of the Christ. We need to express Christ.
第二，身体要听头的指挥。
Second, the body follows head's commandment.
我去看望一位遇到车祸的全身瘫痪的病人。
The pastor visited a person who was paralyzed because of an auto accident.
他躺在床上一动都不能动，但是他的知觉清清楚楚。
He could not move, laying in bed, but his conscience is very good.
我们二十年没有见面，但是他看着我，他认出我来。
They had not seen each other for 20 some years, but that person immediately recognized the pastor.
他的全身都不能动，但是他的眼睛流出泪来。
He could not move, but he teared.
你知道一个人的身体不听头脑的指挥是一件非常痛苦的事情。
It's a painful thing when your body does not follow the command of your brain.
你有没有早上起床的时候，啊，你发现你一条腿或者一只手绑不能够动，那很恐怖，对不对？
Have you had such experience when you just get up, you could not move your arm or leg?
还好你不是老中风了，你只是睡的姿势不好，把自己的腿跟手压到了。
Fortunately, it's not because of stroke. It's only because when you slept, you probably pressed on your arm or leg.
同样的，当一个基督徒不听基督的指挥的时候，那让基督耶稣很头痛。
When a Christian does not follow the command of Christ, that is not good.
神要你参加教会的侍奉，但是你有很多的借口理由。
God wants you to participate in church's service, but you have many, many excuses.
我们成人主日学跟儿童主日学必须配合起来。
Our adult Sunday school and children's Sunday school must coordinate.
但成人主日学在主日崇拜之前，所以有一些人不来参加成人主日学就没有办法参与这个主日早上的服事。
And adult Sunday school is before the worship, so if you don't come to adult Sunday school, you cannot participate in this type of service.
所以儿童主日学在前一个阶段很需要老师，却找不到。
So previously we urgently needed teachers for children's Sunday school.
其实主日就是一个奉献给神的日子。
Sunday is actually the day we offer ourselves to God.
主日一早来到教堂里准备侍奉神，这个是天经地义的事。
We come to church to worship God early in the morning on Sundays is something that we must do.
不然你躺在床上扭七扭八，好像箴言讲的，像那个门的枢纽转动，没有益处的。
Otherwise, you lay in your bed, you twist around, there's no meaning.
真正你要补足睡眠，你应当礼拜六的晚上不要的看电视看那么晚，或者玩游戏玩到半夜。
To catch up more sleep, you should go to sleep earlier Saturday night.
所以你的身体如果不听你头的指挥，就会生病的。
If your body does not follow the command of your head, you will get sick.
我们需要圣灵来医治我们属灵的疾病。
We need the Holy Spirit to heal our spiritual problem.
让我们主日的早上早早的预备好，欢喜的来参与服事，来侍奉神。
So we could come Sunday morning, early morning, with a pleasant heart.
第三，身体使头得荣耀。
The third, body glorifies the head.
我们都是用耳朵去听别人的赞扬，用眼睛去看别人的欣赏。
We often use our ears to listen to people's praise and use our eyes to look at other people to enjoy.
不会因为你的脚跑得第一名，跑得很快，所以别人来对你的脚说：“哇，你的脚真好。”
You run fast to be the first winner. People won't come here to congratulate your feet.
同样的，当我们做得好的时候，就能够让赞扬归给头，归给耶稣。
So when we do well, the praises will go to head, go to Jesus.
我在台湾的时候看到有许多小的教会，他们只有几十个人聚会。
When Pastor was visiting Taiwan, he visited many small churches, only tens of people.
但是他们会认领一个社区在那里做课后的辅导。
But they will adopt a community and counsel those people.
就是每一天在孩童五六年级到八九年级，这一些孩子四五点钟放学之后就来教堂。
So every day after school, those grade school kids would come to the church.
然后教会就租一两个店面，让孩子能够聚在一起。
And the church will rent some space for the kids to get together.
他们来的时候就玩一玩，然后就开始做功课。
They will come to play for a little bit and they start to study.
那教会就有弟兄姐妹来辅导他们，帮助他们改进他们的学习。
And the church will send brothers and sisters to help those kids in their study.
然后又提供他们晚餐，让他们能够吃得饱饱的，然后在一起唱诗歌，听圣经的故事。
Also, they provide dinners, so they will eat healthy, and then they will listen to Bible stories.
然后他们再做功课，做到八九点钟就下课回家。
And then they will continue to study till 8 or 9 p.m. Then they will go home.
他们的父母都是工人的阶级，十分的忙碌。
Their parents are the blue-collar workers, very busy.
他们看到教会有这样的爱心，就非常放心的把孩子交给教会。
Seeing the church having such warm hearts, they are very happy to give their children to the church.
渐渐，这一些父母主日他们也来聚会，就成了基督徒。
And gradually, these people also come to church on Sundays. They gradually become Christians.
但是照顾孩子，提供晚饭，做一天，做一个礼拜，做一个月都容易。
But doing such things for kids is easy to do it one day, one week, or even one month.
但是从头做到尾，一年复始的这样做非常不容易。
But doing this year after year is not easy.
那些小孩子来到的时候都是顽皮的不得了，把这个教堂里面搞得乱七八糟。
Those kids, when they first came, they were very naughty.
有一些弟兄姐妹就埋怨说，哎呀，你看我们搞这个东西，让这些孩子把教会都破坏了。
And the kids even damaged some parts of the church, and some brothers and sisters start to complain.
但渐渐的，这些孩子他们学了规矩，就懂得要帮助清洁洗碗。
But gradually, these kids started to learn. They start to help to, for example, clean dishes.
看到孩子们的改变，不但他们的父母、邻里的人都说：“哎呀，这个教会很好。”
When seeing these change of these kids, not only their parents but neighbors also say this church is really good.
甚至政府拨款给他们资助，也给教会奖状挂在墙上。
Even the government start to give them praises and give them fund.
这个是肢体在荣耀头。
This is how a body glorifies the head.
如果我们做耶稣要我们做的事情，我们就能够让基督得到称扬。这就是信耶稣的目的。
If we do things so that Jesus Christ is being praised, this is the purpose of believing in God.
其次，基督他要恢复掌权。
Christ will be in control as the authority.
我们来读哥罗西书一章十八节，一起请。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。我常想，我们最大的错失就是把耶稣信死了。
Pastor thinks that our biggest mistake is to believe in Christ to the death.
就是说我们相信耶稣是神，但是他离我们很远很远很远。
That means we believe in Christ being the God, but he's so far away from us.
大家平常都忙自己的事情，等到大事情发生，自己处理不了了，才来求告耶稣。
We're all busy with our daily lives. Only when we are in trouble, we come to Jesus Christ.
那这样的信法，你跟信庙里面的黄大仙呢，或者是马祖婆，有什么不同呢？
This kind of belief is not that much different from Buddhism.
那只是我们教堂里面没有金银木石雕刻的偶像而已。
The only difference is we don't have any idols in our church.
或者我们的和尚改名叫牧师了啊，或者那些庙祝就是长老们呢。
Or those monks change the name as pastor.
我们的主耶稣是从死里复活的那一位。
Our Lord, our Jesus Christ, is the one who resurrected from dead.
他是无所不在、无所不能的神。
He's everywhere. He's all powerful.
那这里说他是 firstborn from among the dead, 是从死里面首先复生的。
So here talks about Jesus Christ being the firstborn among the dead.
换句话说，他是可以掌管生与死的那一位。
In other words, he's in control of life and death.
他自己首先胜过了死亡，从死里面复活了。
He first overcome death and resurrected.
但更重要的是，他今天现在就活在我们当中。
But what's more important is that he is alive among us.
我们每一次主餐不是进行一个仪式。
Our communion is not just a ceremony.
也不是自我安慰一下。
It's not just to comfort ourselves.
我们是在感受，在宣告耶稣活在我们的里面，活在我们的当中。
We are announcing, we are experiencing that Jesus is alive among us.
他的存在是这样子的真实，是我们每一个人都当常常体验的。
His existence is so real that we can all experience.
因为他在掌管所有的一切。
Because he's in control of everything.
最近我们有两位弟兄都好像发生的时候是在晚上吧，就是突然感到身体不舒适。
Recently, there were two brothers who something happened to them in evenings. All of a sudden, they felt sick.
他们都被赶紧的送到医院去。
And they were being sent to hospitals.
一个动脉冠状血冠状动脉血管呢，100%的阻塞了。
One had a blood clog of the heart major artery. 100%.
一个是脑部血管破裂。
The other one was blood vessel burst in his brain.
在几分钟、十几分钟之内都是生死的区别。
It's life and death within 10 minutes or so.
但是神都保守了他们，拯救了他们。
God saved them.
他们被送到医院，马上急救，马上开刀，就得到了稳定。
They were being sent to hospital immediately and started operation immediately. Then
想想，如果这些事情发生的时候没有旁边没有人，或者他们在出外旅行或者在半路上，那结果会怎样？
If such thing happened when they were out with no one next to them, what would happen to them?
这一些事情的发生不是偶然，都在基督耶稣的掌管中。
Things like this are not by don't happen by chance. They are being controlled by Christ.
因为有时候我们需要被警告一下，被调整一下。
Sometimes we need to be warned.
是不是秋海？是啊。我们每一个人，欢迎你回来哈。我们每一个人都当常常记住耶稣基督讲到的葡萄树与枝子的比喻。
We all need to remember the parable Jesus gave us about the branch and grape.
他说，凡属他不结果子的枝子，他就剪除修理干净。
He said those branches which do not bear fruits, he will cut them off.
而且他提醒说，凡离了他就不能做什么。
And also he said, apart from him, we cannot do anything.
所以你我的生命当中如果有这些不好危机的事情发生，其实都是主耶稣在修剪我们。
So when things like this seemingly bad happening in our lives, this is when Christ is cutting off some branches.
因为我们生存的目的就是为了耶稣基督得荣耀，他能在我们身上凡事居首位。
Because the purpose of our lives is to glorify God, so He will reign in us.
那你生活中所做所行，能不能够使他的荣耀呢？
So can your deed and everything glorify God?
那你是不是在凡事上让他居首位呢？
So are you letting Him in control of everything?
教会是指着蒙神呼召被分别出来的一群人，为的是要让基督做他的元首。
The church is a group of people who are being called by God and being separated for Christ be our head.
基督是万有的创造者，万有都是被他造的，也都是为着他被造的。
Christ is the creator of all, and all things are created for him, including us.And for him.
基督是头，我们是他的身体。
Christ is the head, we are his body.
身体要把头表现出来。
The body needs to express the head.
身体应当听头的指挥。
The body needs to follow the head's command.
身体是要让头得荣耀。
The body needs to glorify God, head.
基督已经复活，他在我们的心里，在我们当中，他也在掌管万有。
Jesus is raised from the dead. He is among us. He is in control.
所以不要惧怕，他会帮助我们。
So don't be afraid. He will help us.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，让耶稣基督成为我们的主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.
不但是我们生命的主，也要做我们生活的主。
Not only be he is the Lord of our lives, he is also the Lord of our everyday lives, our living.
求主耶稣在我们的里面掌权。
May Lord Jesus be in control among us.
外面不论是怎么样子的变化，我们里面是有把握，有平安。
So it doesn't matter what the circumstances, we know that he is with us, we have peace.
求主让我们在这2019年成为一个荣耀我们的头耶稣基督的一年。
May Lord help us to glorify our head Jesus Christ in 2019.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听。也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。